You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. We started off the program yesterday stating that we weren't in the best of moods. That mood continues. Game Time Decisions Radio, Red Heat and Rage. I am Rage. Sit alongside the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart.
Rage Jr.
Fortunately, me being in a bad mood does not affect my work performance.
No. Sometimes the angrier you get, the better it gets.
It probably enhances it. Sweet 16, the countdown is on. We're going to set it to Las Vegas, Nevada. The Sunny Vega will step up and in. Sunny Vega was 16th in the Las Vegas Super Contest last year. Not this past year, 2 years ago. 16th place. I think he won about $17,000, $18,000.
Well, I can tell you one thing. He's the parlay king. This guy knows how to hit parlays.
When we were in Las Vegas last week with Sunny Vega, one night he pulled out a $3,600 parlay winner.
Is it a winner?
And then he had another $2,100 winner in the morning the next day. He likes to fire off the parlays. And it's funny, too, because you know, I host a lot of gambling shows online, Cam, and I always see a lot of people out there. I see people mocking the parlay players.
That's the opposite.
Oh, parlays are for losers.
Oh, no, they're for winners, actually.
Sharps don't play parlays.
Yeah, they do.
And even you'll hear some handicappers, oh, you don't play parlays. And I've said it a million times before, you know, skin to big-time bookies. They've told me, man, the only people they fear are the parlay players. And it's probably one of my bigger regrets in life, actually, which is kind of pathetic, that I haven't played enough parlays in my life, Cam.
Well, you can always start today, buddy.
Yeah.
How about today is
parlays
the
and money start. Lines.
No, we used to work at
parlays and money lines. I'm like, yeah, well, who cares, man? You bet a 110 bet, you make 90 cents back on the dollar. All right, good for you. I want a plus 170. You know, I got to tell you, man, betting, you know, these even bets, it's not getting me anywhere. It's not getting me ahead. I got to start swinging for the fences a little bit more, like I did with my my golf parlay, 400-1. 400-1 golf parlay, and still alive and kicking right now.
It's alive and kicking. I got good news and bad news. The good news is Tommy Fleetwood absolutely destroy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
He was amazing.
I tailed you, John Rahm. He better not screw me. I didn't even want John Rahm. I heard John Rahm.
No,
John
but,
Rahm.
But settle down. You took Jason Day lost today to Jason Duffner.
I didn't put him in the parlay.
Oh, you didn't? I thought he was your guy.
Settle down. Okay. No, I didn't put him in the parlay.
Well, you didn't tell me. I didn't know that information. That's craziness. I thought he was.
It's all right. John Rahm is two up through nine right now.
No, he's two down through nine.
What do you mean? He's two down.
He's two down. Chez Reavy.
Oh,
two
God,
up.
You're right. Chez Reavy.
Yeah, I didn't want it to.
That's pretty pathetic.
It's pretty bad, yeah. Everything else is going great.
And he's got a push.
Match.
He's got a push, too. Yeah, my bad. He's I'm looking here. You're right. Chez Reavy's up, too.
Yeah, he pushed his first match. So if he loses today, he has to win tomorrow. We might have a playoff. But I'm just saying.
That's just great.
No, we got nine holes left. It's he came back yesterday. He'll come back today. McElroy's up today. Three
that's
up
what I get
Johnny
for
Vegas.
Betting on a Spaniard versus an American.
Well, Cabrera Bello's never let you down. He's a pretty good Spaniard. You like Sergio.
Rafa Cabrera Bello has never done anything for me.
He does a lot for me. And Sergio, has he done anything for you?
Sergio? No, nothing.
Okay.
What's Sergio ever done for me? Nothing.
You didn't bet him in when you had him at the Masters?
No, I didn't have him, no.
Okay, well, then he's done nothing for you.
No, nothing at all.
Sorry, none of these guys have done much for me either.
When the owner of my condo calls and she wants her money, where's Rafa Cabrera Bello? Rafa Cabrera Bello's looking out for Rafa Cabrera Bello.
Yes, he is. So is Sergio.
Yeah, good job, John Rahm. You guys tell he's so competitive.
He is. I don't know what's going on here. It's just, you know, can't win them all. We're doing pretty good. Half a barn rat's up.
Who did he push against yesterday?
That's a good, very good question. It was not a very good player either.
It's like I looked at the score and I see two up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not Rahm up. It's Reavy.
Yeah, it's the blue ribbon. We want red.
Yeah, of course,
you're
red.
You're seeing red.
In the red. I'm already in the red.
Speaking of golf, I watched Tony Romo play golf today in the other PGA event, and it was wild, man. This guy, actually, I'll give him a lot of credit, though. He played, he was even through 12 holes, and then at the end, though, he put one out in the bushes, took a double, if not for a putter, he missed a couple putts. The guy shot five over. He's not even in dead last, but you got to give it to, you got to give him some credit. If this guy works on his game, like
Tony Romo,
he's amazing.
He's a good golfer,
a very good golfer. I'm just saying, if he devotes his time to it,
yeah. If he didn't, if he wasn't playing professional football before, now in the booth, without a doubt, he could be a professional golfer.
Yeah. Oh, if he worked on it all the time, definitely. The guy's even through 12th, and this is a guy that, think about his practice and work ritual compared to these guys that are on the PGA Tour.
You know, the thing is, though, he makes pretty good money being in the booth.
Don't leave the booth. Don't leave the booth. He's fine.
He did a good job in the booth as well.
He did.
Although by the end of the year,
it was kind of not as good as the start of the year.
Well, it was a little annoying just hearing him say what everyone should do all the time. And I'm thinking, you know, if you made all the right decisions when you played like you want everybody else to, you know, you probably actually would have won a few playoff games.
Maybe a Super Bowl.
A few playoff games. Which I think he won, like one or something like that? How many playoff games did Tony Romo win?
A couple.
Romo was good.
That wasn't his fault, though.
I was never fully in love with Tony Romo. Tony Romo was a byproduct of the media because he, you know, he was a good story, sort of, you know, kid from Nowheresville, small USA. School, yep. You know, the hot country music star, trophy girlfriends and stuff like that. Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, the name Romo. You know, he was that media darling, and I think he sort of was made out to be a little bit better than he was. He's a stats guy. He was good.
He was a better fantasy player than a reality player, but he still was a decent quarterback. It's not his fault that Dez Bryant didn't catch the ball, or the rule is stupid, and all this other stuff that happened. He played good. The game in the Seahawks game, it was the snap where that was an absolute train wreck. They should have won that game as dogs on the extra point play.
He was tier two star. He wasn't a
bottom tier one, I'm thinking.
I don't consider him. I don't think he was in the same category as a Russell Wilson.
No.
Or a Tom Brady.
No.
Or a Drew Brees.
Nope.
Or an Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Keep going, but he's right after that pack, right around
there. Or a Peyton Manning at the time.
No, Peyton Manning, yeah.
So suddenly we're already down to 6 and 7 just off the top of my head.
He's a top
He wasn't
guy.
Better than Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
No.
He wasn't. He's better than most. You name another guy, and I'll tell you if he's better than him then. All the other quarterbacks, he's better than.
All right, what about Cam Newton?
He's better than Cam Newton.
Same.
Nah.
Same.
No, Tony Romo's better. Tony Same. Romo's better. Better pure passer. Cam Newton, for his athleticism and fantasy running touchdown, sure. But when it comes down to...
One of them went to the Super Bowl.
I know. Hey, it's a team game. Right? See, the quarterback.
I don't remember Tony Romo going 14-2 or 15-1.
Still good, though. Still good. You think Cam Newton's better than Tony Romo?
Yeah.
I don't. I disagree with that.
I think they're sort of in the same. I think they're equal. I think in their, you know, I'm not going to go to war with you on this, stating that Cam Newton's better than Romo.
No, you're saying Cam Newton had some serious years.
I'm just saying off the top of my head. So Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Better, yep.
Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Ben Roethlisberger. Yes, Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Matt Ryan. Matt Stafford.
That's,
Romo's in that category.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I think he's a little
Except
bit.
Except I have them a little bit ahead of him.
I have Matt Ryan. Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Dude, Matt's tough. Matt Stafford played all the time.
He did.
Guy plays all the time.
On a horrible team, too.
He plays all the time.
A team with no running game.
They're all really sort of the same. Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but Romo's a little bit better, in my opinion. Matt Ryan makes throws too many picks. I have a problem with him in clutch situations. I still think Romo, despite, you know, you talk about the non-success in the going to the Super Bowl, I think Tony Romo, week after week, year after year, when you talk about consistency, that's the thing about Cam Newton. Cam Newton had years that he was better than Tony Romo, but consistently over time, Romo is a better quarterback. I look at his total floor, and I think it's better than Newton's.
Yeah, but the problem with Tony Romo is he was never healthy.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that was
sort of a
problem.
better Sam Bradford.
Oh, he's better than Sam Bradford for sure.
Oh, no way.
You don't think so?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to push it that much.
Every time
I'm not going to push it that much.
You got to remember, when we think of Sam Bradford and Tim Tebow at the national championship game that we're at, I just have that vision of Sam Bradford too.
Sam
Bradford, where the hell you been, buddy?
Sam Bradford probably made more money in his career than Tony Romo.
For sure.
You know what? I think I might be undercutting Tony Romo a little bit, though. All-time Dallas Cowboy leading passer.
Yep.
Passing yards. Tony Romo. 34,183 yards. Troy Aikman, 32,000. Roger Staubach, 22. Danny White, 21. Nice Don names. Meredith.
Nice names.
Yeah, you can't discount that.
No, you can't.
I can't say, well, there's not like, well, they threw more, whatever. Yeah, you can't discount that. And you can even applaud it by stating that, you know, he didn't even play that all that long. And he threw for 34,000 yards. Total completions, he ranks second all-time. He's the all-time Dallas Cowboy leading passer for touchdowns. Wow. Tony Romo completed 65% of his passes.
Yeah, just the numbers just keep, great hits, just keep on coming. Another thing is...
Wow, fourth quarter comebacks. Tony Romo, 25. Troy Aikman, 16. Mm. Roger Staubach, 15. Danny White, 12. Don Meredith, 8. But a good attorney would tell you the reason that Tony Romo was coming back is because his teams were always down. Because of him.
Troy Aikman, when you look at his numbers, those numbers to me are totally inflated. The guy, the great running back, best offensive line of all time, wicked. Everything about it was perfect.
Okay, here, this is actually interesting here. So total passing yards all time. Forget about like the, all right. So career passer rating all time. Wow.
Very good. Very solid.
Yeah, he's actually ranked fourth all time.
There we go.
Passer rating.
There we go. Tony.
You just unplugged everything. Right.
I hope I didn't.
Can't
Sorry.
Get all fired up. Your career passer rating, Tony Romo, 97.1.
That's fantastic.
Aaron Rodgers, 104. Russell Wilson, 99. Tom Brady, 97. Tony Romo, 97. Steve Young, 96.
Oh, Steve Young, amazing.
So you, one thing is, though, each and every one of these guys in the top five career passer
Super
ratings
Bowl.
All won Super
that
Bowl.
That is true.
Total passing yards all time, he ranks 29th. Comparable, look, he threw for 34,000 yards in 12 seasons. Jim Kelly threw for 35,000 yards in 10 seasons. Hmm. Somewhat comparable numbers.
Yeah, I still think, though, I don't think it's fair when we look at guys' Super Bowl. I get it. Everyone's judged by winning the Super Bowl. Dan Marino.
I get it.
Dan Marino had no running game. You know, what are you going to do with those Miami Dolphins? You got Duper and Clayton. You got and you got a sieve as a running
back. But this
back
is where it's a little
line.
Bit deceptive.
That's why football's a team game. It sucks that the quarterback can't get it done.
Career completion percentage. Drew Brees, number one, 66%.
Uh-huh.
Chad Pennington, number two.
See, that's a problem.
Kirk Cousins, number three.
Hmm.
You know, is Kirk Cousins better than Kurt Warner? No. And Kurt Warner completed, you know, 0.4% less of his passes. Peyton Manning completed 65.3% of his passes. Tony Romo, 65.3%. I can't lie. I mean, basically, in every major stat, Tony
He's
Romo
there.
Is alongside big-time Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Adjusted yards per pass attempt. This is an interesting one. That's actually a pretty good gauge of reality as well. And his numbers are strong there, too. Aaron Rodgers, number one, 8.49 yards per attempt. Russell Wilson, 8.20. Otto Graham.
Well, we're digging deep.
Otto Graham.
Into the morgue.
Wow. Mom, why does Melrose Place Studio smell like Otto's jacket? Steve Young, 7.94.
It does smell like
Otto. Tony Romo, 7.81.
There he is again, Tony Romo.
So what we're saying basically
is
Tony Romo was an awesome quarterback
on a team that could
have
helped
awesome
him more.
An awesome golfer
yep.
who's banged like a bunch of awesome hot chicks.
Yep, bottom line, Tony
and
Romo.
And now has an awesome job on CBS yep. once a week.
He rocks. Basically, we wish we were Tony Romo.
Wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind having his paycheck.
I was already kind of depressed. Like, this is sort of put me in my place.
It shouldn't be depressed. We're talking football. Everything's good.
No, we're not talking football. We're talking about how much better Tony Romo's life is better than ours.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to
accept
it.
Like, is there any angle of our life that we beat Tony Romo in?
Drinking contests. Smoking bowls.
You're right.
Eating.
We could last longer hanging in the sports book at Circus
damn
than
right.
he could.
That's
like, he'd tap out.
We're definitely better partiers. Actually, no, he's a pretty good athlete. We've never seen that. See, that can't be proven. That can't be proven.
The guy went to Mexico in playoff week once.
I believe I could eat more than him. I bet if I sat down with 100 wings, I think I could
Yeah, but I said what's better in our life. Not the fact that you can eat more than him doesn't make you, that's not better.
I'm looking for positives. Like, what do you want from me? Obviously, the chicks he's sleeping with are hotter. The money's got, yes, it's flowing. He looks good. He's doing all right.
You know,
he's playing on the PGA Tour. Like, come on now. Hey, yeah, and him and Jim Nantz are going to private parties. Good stuff.
This is freaking depressing.
I don't want to be depressed anymore. I got enough problems, you know. I got things going on too.
Tony Romo's got like ultra hot country singers hitting on her stuff.
Oh, and definitely.
I've lived in a condo. My neighbor won't even smile at me.
If it feels makes you feel any better, she hates me too, and her dog almost bit my leg the other day.
It's sort of like.
No, there's not married.
I feel like George Costanza talking to Kramer right now.
Yeah, it's true.
He said, what do you have going on in your life right now? George's like, not much. Got a girlfriend? Any girl on the horizon? No. Any job prospects? Anything positive come up? No.
Nope.
Kramer dropped. Do you have any reason at all to get out of bed in the morning?
The answer is
George
no.
told him, I like to read the Daily News. I like to read the Daily News.
That's nice. I like to read the morning paper.
Listen, I'm not. I'm not an envious person. Like I don't get jealous.
No,
of
you
people.
Actually don't.
Like if I see something, like I'm like, oh, that guy's got summer. You know, that's
good
successful.
For him.
I'm like,
good
you know what? I better work harder and get to where I need to be and get what I want.
Yep.
But I got to be honest. I'm starting to get a little depressed right now about this Tony Romo thing.
Yeah. Well.
Like I said, there's not one thing. This guy's just some dumb jerk off from Wisconsin
with incredible skills.
And, hotter
decent
chicks,
looks.
More money, could play on a PGA golf tour.
Hey, buddy.
NFL analyst.
Sometimes when God gave it, some people just get a little bit extra.
You and I waiting for a check in the mail.
I got a girlfriend at my house who's got, she needs medical attention. Like, it's getting very difficult right now, Gabe. I'm telling you, I'm going through some major crises.
You know the only other thing that depressed me like this? I actually was legitimately depressed when I came to the conclusion that I will never have sex with Shakira.
It's just one of those things.
Even if I won the lottery,
no.
I won't. It's like, it's just one of those.
She doesn't need your money.
No, she's married to like a Spanish soccer star.
Can't you just set your standards a little bit lower? Like, God, that's unrealistic. Like, isn't there somebody?
No, I didn't say I thought I had a chance.
No, but how about Shakira?
I didn't say that. If I met Shakira, she was going to fall for me. It just bothers me that there's not even a hope in hell. There's a better chance of Ronald Reagan knocking on my door right now.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
That Spanish son of a bitch doing right now, John Rahm.
I don't want to tell you. It gets worse.
No, he's down three.
It gets worse. Yeah,
oh, that's great. This guy is going to blow.
He's going to
blow my $1,000 parlay.
I'm on fire too, and this guy's going to kill everything I've done. Like things were going really well till I met this guy. Yeah, I know, stupid. He's usually really good. Like he's a guy that gets fired up for this type of stuff, but. Obviously, things are changing. His woman's a smoke show, too, so maybe...
That makes me feel a lot better.
Well, no, I'm just going to tell you. Maybe he's banging her a lot. Maybe he's paying attention to golf. It's been a good week, you know. They're really feeling it. And he's like, you know what? Don't worry, Chez Reavy. I'm going to have sex when I'm done losing to you.
It's like Matt Devlin last night. Matt Devlin.
What a game that was.
Toronto Raptors blow a 15-point lead. Devlin at the end of the game. That game was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Matt.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah, it's great watching the Raptors blow a 15-point lead. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. He's like, I hope every game in the playoffs is like
this.
No,
yeah. No. If they win.
Yeah, we hope every game in the we hope every game in the playoffs is LeBron James just like gets to punch people in the face. I see after, ooh, LeBron, 17 assists, zero turnovers. Yeah, it's easy not to turn the ball over if they don't call you for traveling. Let's send it to Las Vegas, Nevada right now. The Sonny Vega joins us. I believe he just got released from Clark County. We told a story yesterday about a Virginia Tech fan that got nailed with a hooker.
Sonny's got a Virginia Tech knapsack.
Yeah, Sonny loves Va Tech. I was worried when I saw a Virginia Tech fan nailed with hooker. I was like, oh, no.
Can't be Sonny.
But no. Sonny Vega's alive and kicking. And all kidding aside, that guy got busted in Virginia. This guy is Sonny Vegas kicking in Las Vegas, Nevada, the parlay king. What's going on, Sonny?
Gentlemen, how's it going? It's all good over here.
See, we figured we'd get you on earlier in the show. You can't be too wrecked right now. Like, you can be honest with us, though. Like, so on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how buzzed, how wrecked are you right now?
It's an 11.
11.
It's an 11.
When I saw you that day, Sonny, I looked at your face was pudgy, you know, your eyes were closed like there were two slits, and then you just reached into your pants and you go, hey, Cam, I think it won. And I look and I thought it was going to be $100. I show him, hey, Marazzi, it's $3,600. You're like, hey, that's good news. Hey, way to party.
It's not bad, but you guys know how it is. Win a million, lose 2 million. Vegas life, that's how it goes. I've had a couple of rough days, and I took a day off on, I don't even know what day it is right now. I took a day off one of the days, I think maybe Tuesday, and I resorted to playing Keno. Yes, this did.
How'd you do playing Keno?
I lost $10, and I high-fived the cashier because it was kind of like a win, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
$10.
Keno, Keno's a good time.
You can win a lot of money playing Keno.
You could. And like you said, it feels like a win. At least you didn't lose a ton of money. But you got an opportunity on the sports tonight. Once again, the Sweet 16 is back. So you love the parlays. What did you throw together for tonight's card, Sonny?
I'll tell you honestly, I'm still crunching the numbers, guys. I'm still crunching the numbers. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm still hanging out with Taylor Stevens. She hasn't, kicked me out or called security on me just yet. So that's a good thing. We're going to head over to the Westgate soon and soak up some of the atmosphere over there. So that should be fun. I'm still crunching some numbers. But I got to tell you guys, we miss you guys down here, you know. And the other day, me and Taylor, we were walking in the casino, yada, yada. And she says to me, she goes, when's the last time you showered? I said, what? She goes, I said, do I smell? She goes, no. I said, but I'm just curious. So she was trying to put together a line on the over-under on hours that me, you, Gabe, and Cam showered. And I started with 24. I haven't showered in 24 hours. She said, no, try again. I said, okay. I said, 28. She goes, no. And so she's trying to get me to bet the over-under at 49 hours that me and you haven't showered, Gabe. I said, okay, what about Cam? She goes, no. She goes, Cam for sure showered every day. He's clean. I saw him. But you and Gabe, no. You guys must have got 48 hours of showering.
He's clean. Actually, I didn't. Actually, for one day, though, when I disappeared, I didn't shower. But before that, I had a good routine going.
I had a bad case of the cold sweats going the whole time in Vegas.
Sweats.
It's true, man. Yeah. I was sweating. I was hungover, sweating booze out. Yeah. I was going back outside.
Yeah, it was cold. It was actually the weather. It wasn't warm out there. It was weird. It was rainy when we did call back into the station. Gabe's hanging out by a mop bucket, Sonny. You know what I mean? We're crouched down in an alley. I'm like,
it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining. It was raining. Like, we're going back to pick up a computer. It's raining, you know?
It took me 2 days to realize I didn't eat anything. It's like 2 days in. I was like, I don't think I've eaten in 2 days.
No, I didn't see you guys eat anything. Nothing. I didn't eat either. I don't even know how long I went without brushing my teeth. It's what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I can't lie, Sonny. I ate other people's pizza. Like, pretty good, pretty well, too.
Yeah, in the four days, well, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I actually probably had about 10 slices of pizza and a few French fries, and I actually did eat chicken nuggets once. I went to McDonald's
once. That's right, you and Shell Dog.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's once, but I was so disgusted by it, I got the kids' meal. I told her to. Because, no, you know, the thing is, though.
Kids meal's good.
No, the thing is, though. In Vegas, man, you know, you give them $5. They're going to give you like 40 chicken nuggets at McDonald's.
No, it's a great deal.
I didn't want 40 chicken nuggets. Like, the smell of it just told me, you know, nearly made me throw up.
Could have brought home a doggy bag for me.
So I told the dude. You were disappeared. So I told the dude. I told the guy at McDonald's. I said, listen, I know you guys have big deals on these nuggets. He's like, oh, yes, sir. I was like, no, 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 no. I was like, listen, what's the least amount of nuggets I can buy?
What, is it four?
It was four.
I think it's four. Yeah, four.
And he goes, do you want the kids' meal? I was like, no, no, I don't want like the little kid drink and kid fries. I said, give me the large fries. Give me a large drink.
But the kids' nuggets.
And that drink, that Powerade that I had was the only non-alcohol beverage that I had in the entire trip.
That's true.
I had one Powerade at McDonald's. I couldn't get through that. I was like, man, I got to get back to those daiquiris. I know those daiquiris didn't.
I got to tell you.
They kick in. The pain kicks in after, man. You sort of get that weird, like.
I'm with you.
Yeah, there's chemicals in that stuff.
I don't want to tell you, but it's happening days after. I was sleeping last night, right? And my throat's on fire. Like, I'm getting really scared. Like, I can't sleep. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even drink. You know what it is from partying and partying? I popped three Zantac 150 Cool Mints, and I'm still freaking out in bed. I did not have a drink, Gabe. I did whatever. And I know what it is. Things are hitting me 2 days and 3 days after the fact now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there. We could roll, Sonny. You saw us. We can go 3 or 4 days in a row. Now I'm eating healthy and stuff, and I'm freaking out. I got night sweats, and I got acid reflux disease. It's killing me.
All right, Sonny. Right. So.
Yeah, no, you guys are solid. You guys went solid, but I hear exactly what you're saying, Cam. That's what's happening to me right now. Same thing, the Zantac, and I'm just trying to drink club soda and just trying to recover still from you guys. You guys, listen.
Taylor Stevens is a bad influence. Taylor's a bad influence on all of us. You'd probably be home right now. You could come out to, we're going to Shoeless Joe Saturday with Jimmy the Bag. You could come out and hang out instead. You know, Taylor's running you in the ground in the desert, man. She says, she's the one.
Still trying to extend this trip. I'm like, look, I'm almost broke here. I don't know what you're doing. If you want to extend the trip, I said, you're crazy. I said, you stay if you want. No worries. I'm gone. Vegas, 2, 3, 4 days is good, you know. When I was living here, it was different. I had a home. I was under control. But then when you come down here and you're living out of a hotel, it's like you go hard, right? You go hard. There's nothing to do but gamble and drink, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Like, when you live there, Marin, see, that's the thing. Like, you get into the rhythm as a local in comparison. You still have your nights where you go bananas, but you don't do it in four days.
But if you spend $500 to fly there,
you're going to
a party.
You're looking for value. You're looking for superior value. I get it. And those daiquiris are amazing. I see them in my dreams.
Sonny. So, Loyola in Chicago, Nevada. Loyola, Chicago versus Nevada. I'm taking Nevada. There's no debate.
Really?
Yes.
I like Loyola, Chicago.
Yeah. Sorry, Sister Jean. Sister Christian, what's that word? Remember the song?
Sister Christian, I don't know the words. I was going to say feel so good, but it's not
Sister
true.
Sister Christian,
you're the only one.
Sister Christian, you're the one.
I'm dreaming of, right? Yeah, I think so.
It's a big hit. They had a good song, Night Ranger.
Night Ranger.
Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you love me. Dun, 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 dun. Brad Gillis actually was the first guitarist with Ozzy Osbourne.
Was Night Ranger?
After Randy Rhoads died.
Wow. You got some good rock and roll trivia knowledge there, GM.
Yeah, that live Ozzy record, Brad Gillis on it. And he was in Night Ranger after. All right, so who are you taking, Sonny? Loyola, Chicago, or Nevada?
You know what? I would like to see Nevada win. But, you know, Gabe, I'm more of a numbers guy. I'm a totals guy. I'm going with the first half. We're at 66.5. Even if it creeps up to 67, I'll still take the first half over in the Nevada game.
First half over. All right. Texas A&M and Michigan. I like Michigan on the money line. And the over. I think this game
over
goes
136.5. Yep.
I agree with you there. Please go over for the game. I have the first half under. Six.
We're losing you, Sonny.
I'm right here, my man. I'm right here. I like the first half.
We're losing you. I'm right here, buddy.
Yeah, you.
I'm right here, buddy.
All right, how about we're losing
right
your
here.
Phone.
Yeah, the phone.
Yeah, I'm losing, too. We're all losing. It's Vegas.
You got an opinion on FSU Gonzaga? I don't like this. The line's kind of really going up there. I want to take Gonzaga, Sonny. What do you say? I think Florida State's a little bit overrated. What's your call?
So, listen, this is what I'm asking. Gonzaga on the money line, heavy. And hopefully that works out. In that worst-case scenario, I'm going to break even with my parlays. You know what I mean? So I'm going with the Jazz under 199 for the game. I'm parlaying that with Nevada first half over 66.5 or even 67. And Mish and A&M under the first half at 64.
Under 64.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Over for the game, but under for the 64, guys. I know it's kind of weird, but this is what it is. I mean, I put a bunch of numbers and crunch them, and this is what I came up with. So let's see. It could be a recipe for disaster, or maybe not. And I'm going to go heavy on Gonzaga on the money line. So, I mean, if I get Gonzaga on the money line, at worst, I feel as though I'm going to break even. But, hey, if I can hit that parlay, you know what? We're gonna go to the. I'm gonna go to the Mayweather's Gentleman's Club tonight if I can win some money.
Yeah, you better win
brutal.
A lot of money.
Yeah. You better your bankroll time, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's like $50 to get into that guy's place. So what'd you say?
Is,
the NBA.
Is, you know what? That strip joint is like a rap video. It is unbelievable, dude. People come up with bricks and bricks of money. It's like a rap video. It's unreal, and I just watched. And I go there for the music, guys, right?
I go there for the music.
Yeah.
Right. I buy Playboy. I buy Playboy for the articles, right?
Sonny likes the music.
Sonny rocks.
Floyd Mayweather. All right, so the NBA game was the Utah Jazz game over 199, you said?
Right, but the important thing is I'll tweet it out before game time, but it's got to stay under 199 before tip-off. 5 minutes before tip-off, you have to stay under 199. If it dips to 198, I won't touch it. I know. I'm a little crazy, but this is what it is.
I wouldn't call you crazy. I'd call you you're on top of things, Sonny, in any condition. I like see the way Sonny, the one little point, he feels something's wrong, Gabe. He feels the bad vibes if the number moves too much. I like that.
It's got to stick at 199. If it goes to 200, I can't touch it. If it goes to 198, I can't touch it. It's got to stick 199 before tip-off.
Great stuff, Sonny. So, when are you coming back? Or, like, is it just, like,
are you there forever?
You're there indefinitely now? Or if you lose tonight, you're going to be back tomorrow?
I think, Gabe, you say a lot, the word drifters. I think I might fall into that category tonight. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, don't forget if you're going to start panhandling on Fremont Street, you need a license, Sonny.
Okay, good to know. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah. These buskers, they're very territorial about their space.
Yeah, see a new guy just roll out there.
Yeah,
oh,
you've got to say, no, I've got my license. This is my spot. Just go stand there with Taylor. People will throw money at you.
That's a good call.
People just throw money at you guys. Hey, here you go.
What, you think I haven't thought of it yet, Gabe? Come on.
Just tell her, listen, Taylor, I don't need you to do anything. Just put this bikini on. Come with me. We're just going to stand on Fremont, all right? We're just going to stand there with a hat, and don't worry. You'll make thousands of dollars.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah, don't worry. I'll take the money. I'll give you a change back after at the end of the day. Don't worry about anything. It's just paper.
Well, then tell her you're going to take all the money and put it on Michigan on the money line.
Like you did on Sunday.
Yeah.
It worked for you.
Worked out.
It worked out.
It was a lock. It was never a doubt.
Never in question.
All right, Sonny. Stay safe.
Cam stood up in front of the sports book. He goes, that's it. Gabe said, that's it. All the money in the world. I'm going to put it on Michigan right now. And he did. He did. I'm so happy for you, dude. And Sunday, we lived up to the name of that casino, eh? Because there was a circus in there.
Yeah.
Sonny Vega in Vegas. Dun, 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 circus.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand?
Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis. Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Powered by Fantasy Factor, www.fantasyfactor.com. Check it out. If you've been eliminated from your bracket, basically everybody obviously exactly. has been, they've got a free contest up and running right now, a Sweet 16 bracket. All you got to do is just log in, sign up, and it's a free contest. Over at fantasyfactor.com, and it's a good site for the recreational player. Single contest entries only. Let's bring in Pete Annapolis, and we were just in Las Vegas, and people think we're high rollers, but no, we were at Circus. Pete Annapolis, he's the real high roller right now as he joins us, and I believe he just got back from a mini vacation. And where were you, Pete?
Yeah, mini vacation, Riviera Maya time.
The Riviera.
Oh, Mayan Riviera. Now that's a vacation.
See, when I hear Riviera, I'm thinking casino in Vegas. But you were like the real Riviera. Yeah.
The real Riviera Maya in Playa del Carmen. Yes, I was.
I love Playa del Carmen. I've been there a few times, Brancy. Lots of fun. Oh, it's great, too. All-inclusive, Pete? Did you get everything in there?
The only way to roll, Cam, all inclusive. I think I saw your poster up there one time, man.
You get it. Hey, if you're paying, we're all in. Gabe, no, that's what we got to do, all inclusive, because I know we'll get our values worth. Like, they're actually begging us to get off the property. I like day two. Sure. Please leave.
Time for you to go.
Yeah, I can see you really enjoying the all in.
Oh, they hate me after I go to the disco too. You know, you hit the burger bar at the end too. It's like this guy never stops. Like back and forth. Pete knows, man. You can really do some damage there.
All right, Pete.
We had a 24-hour sports bar, so you know how that went down.
Oh, amazing!
24-hour sports bar.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they have sports books too, right? Yep. Did they have a little betting window there at the bar too?
A little casino betting window as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
It ruined a trip to Mexico. First time I went to Mexico, I was unaware. I didn't know they had sports betting. So, like, for the first 2 days, I was just like a regular tourist. I was having a good time. I actually got laid a lot in Mexico. I got laid, like, 3 times in 5 nights. So, different chicks.
Good ratio.
We might have or might not have paid for one of them. So, it's a great story, actually, that story. So I was in Mexico for the first couple of days, and I didn't know about sports betting. I didn't know it was there. I was betting online and stuff back home, and I was kind of bothered by it because I was like, ooh, I got ESPN in my room. And, like, so I could see all the games, and until I stumbled, once I was like, I sort of went further than a couple of bars that I normally did. I'm like, Calientes? I'm like, what's this Calientes? I see, like, horse racing. Dog racing. And I saw soccer. And by chance, the Gold Cup was going on. Canada was playing Mexico. And it was, like, the only time Canada's ever beaten Mexico in soccer, I was there. In Mexico. I nearly got beat up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I nearly got beat up because I was fist pumping. It was, like, 7-1. And the bartender told me, he goes, you got to go, man. He's like, you're going to get killed.
That was actually
nice.
You better
leave the bar soon. And, so what happened, though, so I started betting on sports. And for the next 4 days, man, I didn't leave like a little black hole. It was like a little dark room, no sunshine. I'm betting on dogs for Mexican dog tracks. Turned into like a gambling bender.
Circus Mexico.
I'll tell the story after, actually. It's a pretty good one. It includes Spike Lee, a guy. Spike Lee, the Love Boat.
Ooh.
A guy who won the Powerball and a Mexican brothel. And me.
Wow. It sounds like you should call Page Publishing. It sounds like a book.
Yeah, that's quite the story, actually. I'll get to it after. Let's get to some winners. So, Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada. An improbable Sweet 16 matchup here tonight. And, you know, Pete, you're a coach. So a former coach with the UMass Minutemen, the assistant coach Pete was. So, you know, you're a coach. You have to respect the way Loyola Chicago play the game. They're a fundamentally sound basketball team. You know, but they got a couple of teams that aren't fundamentally sound. You know, Miami had that young point guard. No real. Their leading scorer is out. Tennessee are an athletic team, but they're raw. They're not fundamentally a sound basketball team that handles the basketball. Nevada have veteran point guards. They don't beat themselves, Nevada. The physical conditioning of the Wolfpack is second to none, playing up there in Reno, and they train up there in Lake Tahoe in the altitude. You know, Musselman is obviously going to get a better job after this. I add it all up, and I think Nevada beats these guys tonight.
Well, you know, been able to get 30 wins, only 5 losses. I mean, just an incredible story. And they did beat, you know, a team in the ACC from Miami. They did beat a very good, you know, Rick Barnes team in Tennessee. But those were upsets. But now it really comes down to the Sweet 16. And now all 16 teams have been scouted, have been evaluated, and now the cream rises to the top. And when you look at Nevada, I mean, they were the cream of the WAC conference this year. I mean, they were upset in the semifinals of their conference tournament by San Diego State. And I spoke to my good friend Paul Weir, who's the head coach of New Mexico, and he said, man, that is one of the most fundamentalist teams I've ever coached against. And as you mentioned, Gabe, but they're talented as well. I mean, they got Caleb Martin and Cody Martin. I mean, 19 points, 14 points. I mean, they're averaging close to, 30 points a game. Plus, when they get hot, I mean, they're tough to stop. Well, as you mentioned, they got experience. They got tough guards. I like what Caroline could do, Stevens could do. Hall off the bench brings them that edge. I think Nevada is peaking right now, and the bracket has considerably opened up for them. They got the rest from losing early in the conference tournament, and I think right now, if they continue playing with that confidence, I think you're right. They have everything going for them to get their first Elite Eight.
Man, Pete, man, I think you did spend too much time at the open bar. You're like 19, 14 points a game. They average over 30 a game. We're like 33. 33, Pete. 33. Come on, buddy. But actually, it's 32.
32.
Yeah, God, I'm a horrible.
Plus. I was close.
Yeah, 30 plus, yeah.
You should see when you ask for a tequila shot how many ounces they give you.
Man, I want to go now, like now.
I forgot to tell you, Marantz, at my resort, too, they had, like, little games in Olympics, and I did, like, belly flop competition. I, like, smoked the waves, smoked everybody. They're like, and Pete will tell you, they don't give you, like, a shot. Like, they give you big, big bottles. Like, I was giving them away like candy at Halloween. It was amazing.
Michigan, Texas A&M tonight. Yeah. Michigan what survives. They hit a three late. Houston misses a couple of free throws late. Michigan survives. Now they get Texas A&M. Texas A&M suddenly a trendy team because they pasted North Carolina.
Listen, we love Michigan. We love what John Beilein could do. He's taken a team that lost a lot of talent the last couple of years. If you think back, you know, when they were in the national final and they lost to Louisville, well, sort of. I think they won now. But you look at the guys, right? Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, Nick Stauskas. I mean, this year's team is about Mo Wagner and a bunch of role players, but these role players are stepping up. They should have lost that game. I mean, there's no question. I was watching it, and everything was going bad for Michigan. Houston was hitting shots. They were missing easy chippies. And listen, the guy misses 2 free throws. They come back. Kelvin Sampson, I respect a lot. But what are you doing not covering the ball in the inbound full court? Have you not watched Duke against Kentucky? Christian Laettner hits the winner. Did you not watch Villanova 2 years ago? Same thing. They don't cover the inbounder. They just let Villanova walk the ball up. Houston should be playing in this game. But what I've learned over the years, guys, is when you end up winning a game that you were supposed to lose and you win on a miraculous 3-point shot by Poole, it looks like this could be something special for your team. And I think this is opening up. However, Texas A&M, I mean, this is a team that's tough. They've beaten Kentucky. They were one of the best teams early in the season. But I think Wagner had a tough game. Abdul Rahman had a horrible game. I just don't see them having back-to-back bad games. I think Michigan has enough here. But look out for Tony Starks. I mean, he's a guy that could put up points, but the big guy inside, can he stay out of foul trouble? Davis for Texas A&M, he's been phenomenal. Double-doubles every game he's played. I think that's going to be the big matchup if he could avoid that foul trouble. But it looks like Michigan are peaking right now at the right time.
I worry about Texas A&M's size, Pete. Like, the, just against North Carolina, I know that the shots weren't falling for the Tar Heels, but these guys inside, they're monsters. Like, you look at their front end, like, Michigan's going to have a big, big problem on the boards and inside against these guys. I think it's a huge concern.
No, no question. I mean, when you look at the rebounding battle, I think Texas A&M has that over Michigan. But again, it's not all about blockouts, not about technique. It's about wanting to get to the basketball. Who wants it more? I think what I like about Michigan here is that they only allow 55 points a game. Does Texas A&M have enough offensive firepower to put up points against a really good defensive team? Even though they didn't play well offensively against Houston, they were able to get the stops late to come back. They were down by 5 or 6 points, just under 5 minutes left. But they were able to get those defensive stops. Can Texas overcome that? Guys like Hogg, guys like Williams, guys like Elder, they're going to have to make shots. And again, in the big stage, when you reach the Sweet 16, nobody's hiding anymore. This is going to be a game that's going to go down to the wire.
Kansas State and Kentucky.
What a game.
You know, there's a lot of criticism of Calipari's team this year, but everything is coming together for them right now, especially the bracket. We've talked about this a million times. You know, it's all about who you play, who gets beat, and the path there. But it's funny how Kentucky a month ago, everybody was like, I don't know, maybe Calipari's time is done there. They don't win anymore. This isn't the same Kentucky team. They were getting booed, man, at Rupp. And now here they are now, probably going to end up going to the Final Four. They get a pretty nice matchup tonight against Kansas State. K-State create a lot of turnovers. That's the one thing they have is a feather in their cap. You know, they slap at the ball. They're pretty aggressive and stuff like that. But they don't have nearly as much talent as Kentucky. What do you make of this game, Pete?
Yeah, you look at Kansas State, and again, 24 wins, 11 losses. And they're a team that always seems to make the Sweet 16 once every couple of years, whoever is the coach. I mean, this is a program that prides themselves on being tough, being hard-nosed, being physical. They're going to get after you. They're going to hand-check you, 1, 2, 3 hands. Calipari is going to be yelling at his team, at his players, like he always does, but he's going to be yelling at the officials again because this is a young Kentucky team. They're always freshmen. We know that, sophomores, but these are frail young freshmen that need to develop. But the brackets opened up. It should have been Arizona and Virginia. Instead, right now they got Kansas State. Everybody thinks Kentucky's going to win this game and win this region. But watch out for Kansas State. They defend. They're not going to make it easy. Barry Brown could really score, the junior. I mean, if he gets going, he can get hot. I mean, they got those guards and Stoke and Diarra inside. Not as big. You know, Sneed could get physical, could get some rebounds and get some putbacks. They're going to control Temple, or are going to try to at least. But when you look at UK, all right, you got Kevin Knox. He's supposed to be a first-round pick. Can he show it here tonight? I mean, the Canadian kid from Toronto, right, Shai Alexander. I mean, this is a kid who committed to Florida, decommits, and then signs with Kentucky. Most people thought he wasn't even going to play much this year. He's been their best and most consistent player right now. Can he be that point guard to look over that offense, to make the right decisions, have the right decision quality? Listen, this is going to be a tough game for them. If there's a game that UK and the Wildcats could overlook and be a little bit overconfident, despite what Richards and Washington and the Owls been playing better, I think it's tonight. This game is primed for an upset if Kansas State can make some shots early. If it stays close, watch out. It could be an upset. But again, Kentucky has been here. Calipari's been here. You know, they're the clear favorites. But I think I anticipate a close game, potentially even in overtime.
How about this? Kentucky 6-0 in a Sweet 16 under coach John Calipari with an average margin of victory of 14.5 points.
Wow.
I was going to take K-State.
It's going to be a close game. Kentucky pulls away late, wins by 7 or 8.
Ooh, I want to take the 5. Hey, Pete, I got to ask about the final game of the night, Florida State and Gonzaga. And, hey, you're a guy that's coached before. You know, hey, let's give Florida State some credit. The comeback, these guys are usually the one team that get flaky. They play a lot of guys. A lot of them don't play well. Leonard Hamilton sometimes makes some interesting decisions. Now you have a Gonzaga team that's ready to rock. And in my opinion, Pete, you could tell me a huge coaching advantage with Mark Few over Leonard Hamilton. What's your take on the Zags and Seminoles?
Hey, Cam, I love that you brought up Leonard Hamilton being here. Here's a guy that's probably reached almost 70 years old, doesn't even look like it. He's in great shape. I mean, he's been in the game a long time, been in the pros. He's been with the Seminole program a long time. He's drafted or cultivated a lot of players who've gotten drafted into the NBA. But no clear-cut superstars on this team. A deep team, they play around 11 guys in the rotation. They got a couple of seven-footers. Obiagu, Kumaji, they're going to block some shots, make it a little bit more difficult for Gonzaga. Trevor Mann, this is his time to shine. Can he be the guy to take Florida State to the Elite Eight and be that team that make him even get to the Final Four? Everybody likes the Zag. I mean, Mark Few has been there a long time. As much as he's had so much success, last year was his first Final Four ever. People didn't anticipate him getting back there this season. But look at the roster. Look at the guys. They're playing with confidence. They still win their 32 games a year. Norvell Jr., 28 points last game. I mean, he could put up. They put up 90 against Ohio State, a pretty good defensive team. Guys like Perkins, Nelson, Tilly, Jonathan Williams, they were there last year. They should have beat North Carolina, right? They had the chance. They had the firepower. These guys are like, hey, we want to get back. We want to taste. Let's not forget, 2 years ago, North Carolina loses to Villanova, comes back and wins it the year after. Not quite saying Gonzaga has enough firepower to win the NCAA tournament, but the way the brackets open up, here's a great opportunity. I think Few has had a lot of problems in the tournament in the past, but I think he's really exercised those demons. This is going to be a great game, but again, I think Trevor Mann is going to have to score at least 20-plus points for Florida State to have a chance here. But I think Gonzaga is feeling confident. They've been there. It's in Los Angeles. They're used to the time zone. That could play a big factor, but it's going to be a great game tonight.
I like everything you just said there, Pete. Pete Yiannopoulos. Great to have you back, Pete. I know you just got back on last night. Great to have you back in the rotation. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the games.
Pete Yiannopoulos.
Ryan Riviera. You got to tell that story now. You can't leave us hanging. Maybe a next break.
Oh, the trip to Mexico.
Yeah, with the love boat guy, everybody, yeah.
In a love boat. Yeah, they wouldn't let me on a love boat. Bastards. Yeah, we'll tell the Mexico Spike Lee story on the other side.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Dominate DraftKings and FanDuel Major League Baseball contest this year with Daily Roto's MLB projections and optimizer. Go to dailyroto.com/premium. Save 10% with the promo code FNTSY. To use all the same tools and projections that millionaire maker Drew Dinkmeyer uses. The tools just don't work for football. It's the same site that Drew used last year for $550,000 DraftKings live final finishes. So head over to dailyroto.com/premium. Save 10% with the promo code FNTSY and see the results for yourself. It's a great product. And really, like we talked about it, sort of like Sean Connery says, you can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
No, you can't.
You know, you're not going to beat these guys unless you have the optimizers and the projections, especially when it comes to baseball. Me personally, my best fantasy sport is football when it comes to DFS. That's the one I make the most money in. Like, you know, NBA is freaking hard, man. Like, you can have good players, good lineups and stuff, but you need near perfection in the National Basketball Association when you're playing DFS. But I find football... football is the one that I'm the most successful with. Yet baseball is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun, but it's hard.
There's a lot of players, a lot of teams. So
exactly.
You better have something like Daily Roto any optimizer as a weapon that you can use on a daily basis.
You're right, because you're going to go be swimming with sharks, and these guys are damn good. Without the optimizer, your weapon won't be sharp enough.
Or start popping pills and drinking Red Bull and stay up 22 hours a day crunching numbers. That's like Sonny Vega. Sonny Vega's crunching numbers.
I know. I was like, what?
I've seen Sonny Vega crunch other things. Yeah. I've never seen him crunch numbers.
A winner? Hey, it's another four grand.
I'm sure he meant to say, I've been Sonny.
He's the best.
Been checking the numbers, crunching the numbers. I'm like, you sure you're not crunching something else there, Sonny? You're crunching the numbers. What he said, under 64 in the game.
Yeah, but over.
He liked the over in the Michigan game, but he likes under 64 in the first half.
He's not betting the Utah game. Only 199, not 198, not 200, 199.
But the Sonny Vega parlay, and like I said, this guy, he's a little out there, but he hits a lot of parlays. And so his parlay was under 199 in the Jazz game, under 64 in the first half in the Michigan game,
and over Nevada.
Over 67 and a half in the first half of the Nevada Loyola Chicago game.
Yeah, it's documented.
It's a pretty weird parlay, but
knowing him, it's going to win.
Yeah, no, he hits these strange parlays. He does. All right, so I was talking about the Mexico story earlier. See, I was in Puerto Vallarta. This is like in it's like the mid-90s, I guess. Like, 94, 95 type thing.
You went solo? Just went down by
No, I actually went with my mother.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, my mother and my little brother. And
you have a brother? I didn't know that. Really? Wow, I've known you for like 16 years. I didn't even know that. Where does he live? Sorry, I know you want to continue the story, but where's he
live?
Right
now he lives in Montreal.
Oh, okay. Huh. Oh, yeah.
He's been to Road Rage.
Yeah, the red hair like guy. Red hair? Does he got the red hair?
No, he's got blonde
hair. Blonde hair. Yeah, I know he's fair. Okay, I know what's going on. Okay, I figured it out now. I know who he is.
He was a kid, though.
Okay, yeah, that's so anyway. Right. He was really young back then. Okay,
yeah, so as I was saying.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I'm in Mexico. First few days, I just stay in the resort area and stuff. You know, I went out a bit, but I didn't really.
You didn't wander.
Yeah, I didn't go, like, all the way out type of deal. So took me a couple of days in, and it was, like, day three. I was there for a week, actually. It was, like, day three that I found the sports book, Calientes, and they're all over Mexico. Very popular in Tijuana with the Americans that go to bet the football and then go back, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, they could
party zone.
They could just legalize sports betting in California and keep the money. But if you want to send it to Mexico, go ahead. So yeah, Calientes. So I'm hanging out at Calientes and stuff like that. Then the trip starts to turn a little bit. Instead of just having fun in Mexico, having a vacation, you know, I was, man, like getting mad and getting drunk watching Big Ten basketball. And I'm in Mexico basically just watching NBA games every night and stuff. It was actually one of the first few times I started to bet on dog racing.
Oh, dog racing's great.
Very big in Mexico.
Oh, so they love animals, horses and dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if they love animals.
No, they love betting on animals. Yeah, that's the betting on animals. I love betting on animals.
No, they like animals.
I love animals.
You know what it's like. There's dogs running around everywhere. Yeah. So yeah, anyway, so I'm partying. I'm there. I spent a couple of nights at the sports book. So it was basically Cam, and it was like everything. When I first got there, I got like dirt weed from a taxi driver. Yeah. Then like 2 days later, I got a better deal. And I thought, oh, I really got ripped off. And then like 3 days later, I got an even now. It was like I kept on like figuring things out on a daily basis.
You live, you learn.
Yeah, so basically, I'll never forget this, man. It was the NFL playoffs, and I guess I'm so old now that it was actually Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh was the quarterback.
At the Colts?
The Indianapolis Colts. Ted Marchiorda was the head coach, former offensive coordinator of the Bills.
That's right.
And they went on that playoff run.
Oh, it was beautiful. I remember I used to – that Colts team was fun. Lots of – did they play the Chargers?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, they beat the Chiefs, and then they lost to the Steelers.
That's right.
And they beat someone else. Like, they lost. Like, they were one game away. It was the AFC Conference Championship game. The Bills lost to the Steelers, actually, that then. Neil O'Donnell. So, it was NFL playoff week. All right? And then I'm like, man, I just don't want to watch, like, the NFL playoffs in, like, this Caliente place. So, somebody told me. They said, oh, man, no, you just got to go further down the street. And there's a bar, a big sports bar, and they only show American sports. It's like a lot of tourists go there and whatever. So it's Sunday NFL football.
Oh, you got
to
go.
I go to the bar, right? So I go to Caliente's. I bet on the games and stuff. I bet like I wasn't rich in those days, but I didn't bet $50. I bet like 300. I remember I didn't like the Bills. I knew it was a bad spot against the Steelers. And so I bet on the games. So I go and I'm sitting at the bar and I'm there alone. I'm minding my own business. I'm sitting at the bar. It's sort of the end of the week. I've had a crazy week. I was in a good mood because, like I said, I kept meeting chicks everywhere. And so I was like, life's good.
Yeah, well, you told me.
I had a big scar on my face, though. You see the scar I still have on my cheek that all created from that era. So I had a big, like, sort of scar on my face at the time. And so I'm sitting at this bar in Mexico in a sports bar, and I take my tickets out. It's like before the game starts, and it's like Vegas, right? So I'm sort of sitting at the bar, and I take my tickets out, and I have a row of bars in front of me. And this Australian guy sitting next to me.
Not Mick Ozzie.
No. This like blonde Australian dude looks over and he's like, hey, mate. He goes, what do you got there? And I'm like, oh, I bet on the game, man. I bet. And he goes, you can bet here? I said, yeah, you can bet on sports. I said, if you go about like four blocks down the street and turn left, and it was a little down there. I'm like, yeah, it's called Caliente's. You can bet on any sport you want there. It's like a sports book. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. Cam. So then the guy bust out $600 and he goes, can you go place a bet for me? What? And I told him, I'm like, dude, it's like right down the street, right? And he goes, no. He goes, place $300 on the Indianapolis Colts for me and $300 on whatever you want. So I don't even know the guy. And the guy, I just met the guy 5 minutes in a bar.
How the hell do you
600 cash?
It's like me and an angel.
I could have just left, right? Yeah. I could have said, well, yeah, screw this guy. Yeah,
people usually do that when we give them money.
Yeah, so
they pedal away.
Yeah, I could have just split. So, I go to instead. I'm like, all right, buddy. So I'm like, oh, man, this is getting crazier and crazier. I was like, yeah, man, I already bet, and I get to bet more. So
it's awesome.
Like, yeah, so I'm like, I'm on. And he got me thinking, and I'm like, man, all right. So I placed the bets and stuff. It was funny, Cam. You know what I did? I placed $200 and I kept $100.
Well, why not? For your trouble.
My troubles. I even told him, too, when I came back. I said, here's your $300 ticket. I said, I played two, and I said, I kept $100 for some drinks for us.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, I don't worry about the drinks. So we start drinking and stuff, right? Then it's like halftime, and the next game's coming up. Pulls out again. He goes, go put some more bets in. So I'm like, all right, buddy, no problem. I'm loving it at this point, Cam. I'm walking down the streets of Puerto Vallarta with my beers. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
Out of all
man.
The people you met, instead of a guy trying to rob you, he's giving you his money. Yeah. It's a bizarre world.
So I got another free $300 in bets. So I go, I bet again. We're there. We're at the bar. I look over, and behind me is Spike Lee. Now, I don't know what the hell Spike Lee was doing here. He's watching the NFL playoffs.
Yeah,
but I don't know why he was there. And in those days, so it was actually like 1995 because the Homicide record just came out. And I had my Homicide discs. I was giving them the chicks and stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, man, I'm in a metal band.
Yeah, so it's like, and I had these. So I happened to have like some CDs with me. So I look behind me and there's Spike Lee. So I go up to Spike Lee and I'm like, hey, Spike, big fan, man. And I put my CD on the table. And I said, if you guys ever need, like, a metal band or anything in any one of your movies, man, I said, we're your guys. And he goes, yeah, cool. And he's like, oh, really? He's looking and stuff. And I'm thinking, he's going to blow it off. So later in the night, I see Spike Lee, like 12 hours later, and he was still holding my CD. He never threw it away.
Wow.
We never got a gig from him, but I know for a fact he didn't throw it out because I saw him, like, later that night, and he was holding my damn CD. I was actually impressed. I'm like, wow, man, I'm surprised.
Yeah, you got to be honest. You probably think he's just going to go,
as soon as I turned around.
Who the hell
like,
this guy? This just guy? Use it as a coaster. Bam.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going to use you in my movie. Exactly.
I just met you in Mexico in a line. You're my guy when I need metal.
But that's not the story.
It gets better.
That's not the story. So that's just the Spike Lee part of the story. So I see Spike Lee. I'm like, hey, Spike. So I talked to Spike Lee for a couple of minutes and stuff and Do the Right Thing. Well, it was one of my favorite movies. So I'm like, man, that's a great move. And he's laughing and stuff. And I was like, look, man, white people and black people get along right here, right now. And he's like, he was cracking up, right? So I'm trying to sell Spike Lee and get in a movie, basically, right? And I'm like, man, if you ever need a band in a movie. And like, so, I was taking my shot.
Yeah, hustling.
Yeah, I met Spike Lee. I tried to hustle my way into one of his movies. So I'm trying to hustle Spike Lee. So he's like, yeah, you know. So I go back, start watching a game with the guy at the bar. So we're watching a game at the bar. We're wasted. All right. He's ordering. He's paying, man. He's paying. He's ordering buckets because, you know, Mexico, buckets.
Yeah, buckets. And Aussies like to, they like that part.
Oh, they can drink.
Yeah,
so it's like, man, he was ordering like six in a bucket for me, six for him.
Great deal.
Just crushing them, too. Crushing them. What was it called? Saul.
Oh, yeah, Saul.
Saul.
The sun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the sun beer.
Yeah, Saul. That's like a big beer there in Mexico.
Their beer labels,
Saul.
Rays of Sunshine.
Yeah, pretty good.
Saul's pretty weak, but it's good drinking beer. Yes.
Yeah, it's good for a, like, hot sun
yes.
in Mexico.
It's perfect. It's like Corona.
It's got that, yeah, yeah.
It's very similar.
They don't drink Corona.
No,
that's
Saul's
for the tourists. Like, yeah. Saul's exactly. Yeah. So,
Cerveza Tecate.
So, yeah, so exactly. That's the most popular one now. So, I'm drinking a Saul at the time. We're pounding them back. He's ordering buckets. The games are going on. I won one of the games, lost one of the games. Then it comes up. He's like, he goes, hey, do you know where to get some girls here? And I'm like, well, I'm not really from here, bro. Like, yeah. I know where the sports book is, yeah. but.
He did give me everything else.
I said, you know, it's probably not that hard, right? So. Then I'm like, so I say to the guy, I'm like, listen, dude, I got to ask you, what's your deal anyways, man? Like, you know, and he goes, this is my story. And it was crazy. He's like, he goes, I'm from Australia, but I moved to like the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area.
Like Bethesda.
And he was with a chick. And he said that basically the guy wasn't a nice guy. He basically told me, long story short, he goes, he was going to hook up with a chick to get American citizenship. And then he told me, he's like, listen, she's not the most attractive woman. And he told me, he's like, she's bigger. And this guy was kind of a good looking dude. He was basically a gigolo.
Yeah, Australian gigolo.
She was on vacation with him back at the hotel.
Oh, I see.
So
green card.
Kind of a gigolo type of dude. And he goes, yeah, he goes, she wasn't going to marry me, so I left her. And he goes, a week after I left her, she called me, and she won the state Powerball lottery.
And, you got to be kidding me.
And,
wow.
And he goes, we just got married in Mexico a couple of days
citizenship
ago.
And rich. Who is this guy? That's why he's giving you free stuff.
And then he tells me, and this is 1995. Wow. Then he tells me, he goes, I have a 10,000 month account for myself. It's part of the deal. And she knows I might sleep with other people.
Huh?
And he had $10,000, like, allowance.
Yeah, $10,000 allowance. You can do whatever you want with it.
$10,000 a month just to stick with it.
And you can bang strangers.
But you got to do her.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, that, yeah, so exactly. So.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
So he's all like, you know, can we, you know, can you find? So at this point, I'm like, well, you know, why not, buddy?
Yeah.
So I just can't. I just, you know, he's like, can you handle this? I'm like, well, I'll try. So I'm in Mexico. I just basically went up to a taxi driver. I'm like, hey, listen. He said, you know, we're the old, you know.
Where are the ladies?
Yeah.
Senor.
So he takes us to this house on a hill. All right. Yeah. It's like a legal house on a hill. It's like Nevada type things. It's this like ranch, right? We go into the ranch in the mountains and stuff, Cam. So we go up to the ranch and stuff. And the taxi driver can hear me and Buddy talking. He understands everything we're saying. And I'm all like, that's crazy, man. You got $10,000 a month allowance. You know, man, I was like, what a great time. I'm like, I'm so happy I met you, buddy. And he's all like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm going to buy season tickets to the Redskins. And he goes, you're going to come down. I'm going to fly you down. And I'm like, best friends. And it's like we hit it. All right, buddy. So I'm like, damn right, I'll come down to Washington, see a Redskin game. So, like, we're pounding, we're drinking in a taxi. We get there, and he starts telling the taxi driver, hey, we want the best one. Hey, don't take us to any, like, so.
He's got money.
We go to this place. The guy tells the taxi driver, keep the car running. Don't leave us here. And he pays the guy, and then the taxi driver was classic. He goes, can I come inside with you? He's like, no, no, no. He goes, you stay out here and keep the car running, and we'll be right back.
Can
Can I come in? He's like, can I come in with you guys?
You got to like him for trying.
Oh, yeah. Can I come in with you guys? Because he saw I got money and stuff. Because I'm all like, the taxi driver could hear me say, I was like, yeah, I really wouldn't do something like this. But, I was a younger guy. I'm in Mexico. I'm like, I wouldn't do this. But since I'm with you, why not? So, can I come with you guys? So, we leave thereafter. His wife is freaking out. He tells me, come meet me later. I'm on the Love Boat. It's docked at the port.
Wow.
I went to see him at the Love Boat, and they said, no, man, your friend can't see you right now.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Man, all these stories of people joining us on vacations, Vegas, Mexico. I'm really starting to think I wouldn't mind just being on a beach somewhere right now. Not with Shakira, but I guess a Shakira lookalike.
Yeah, or a lawn chair. Yeah, and a couple beers in your hand. Why not? You're right, though, man. In Morenci Studios, Gabe, I come a long way in my travels, and it's very gloomy around these parts now. Very gloomy, very sad. The dogs that I used to pet, you know what I mean? It's just that vibe out there. I'm with you. Like, it's time to find a destination of sunlight.
This neighborhood changes immensely in the summer.
Oh, it turns
into a summer resort.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Expensive.
Yeah, that's
summer resort.
You said it. Drinks aren't cheap. No all-inclusive here.
No.
It's
the ladies are friendlier at Circus Circus than they are in Melrose Place.
I would say a carpet's friendlier, but buddy, I just told you, I go to the grocery store in Metro. I got a couple items. Back bacon was on sale, and a couple other. Just the people in that store. You can't even like be friendly or start up a conversation. Everyone's like horses with blinders. They're mean area.
Yeah, I say hi to the dogs.
Now. The pets are better than the people.
Hi to the dogs. I ignore the
people in this neighborhood are just the worst.
All right, so we hope you enjoyed our Mexico story. We often talk about Cellino and Barnes. Cellino and Barnes, famous attorneys in the Buffalo, upstate New York area. They're actually national, though. They handle cases nationally, but they're based out of Buffalo. And, they've been partners for a while now, but they've had a contentious breakup as of late. And it's been going on a couple of years.
Actually, it happened before. Remember? The Barnes firm instead of Cellino and Barnes. So this has been an
That was different. That was Cellino briefly, I believe, lost his license.
Yes, he did.
Through some sort of, I don't know, weird
act. Well, they got. I don't know the whole story.
He is Italian.
Yeah. There is Cellino.
Basically, Cellino
plumbing. Yes. Cellino Heating and Air.
Cellino had some sort of gray conflict of interest with the bar or something because he was a little too close to a couple of people.
Hands in too many pies.
Cellino. We had a poll. We could redo the poll. I don't like redoing things because I remember it was actually pretty close, though. So between Cellino and Barnes, and Florio has to know Cellino and Barnes. He's a Bills fan. So between the two of them, if they're split up, who are you getting to represent you? Cellino? Or Barnes. Barnes is the bald one. Cellino or Barnes? So, you call Cellino and Barnes and the operator answers. Because this is a problem, actually. They're sort of like, how do you split this up?
I'm going
to
tell you.
And it's not going down well, and we'll get to this in a second. But if you call and you're like, listen, no, I don't want Barnes. Put Cellino on the phone. Which one do you want repping you?
Personally, I think if it went down just from a law standpoint, I think Barnes is the better lawyer. But I will tell you this. Through my knowledge of Buffalo, Tonawanda, Cheektowaga, the Western New York area, Cellino gets things done. So if I'm in a real, real jam, I'm not sure Barnes has the tools to get me out of a jail.
Zelino's the one.
Zelino's snakier.
Zelino's the one in the meeting going, "We're not accepting that settlement. Yes, that's not happening."
Yeah, Zelino is the guy. He wears the pants in the relationship. And I'll tell you something. Barnes is a sharper guy, though. I think
the thing is, you know,
Barnes is more professional.
Yeah, let's just be real.
But Zelino has friends.
Zelino is connected. Zelino has friends. Legendary attorney. But Barnes has, yeah.
Barnes probably did better in the top of his class. Hey, yeah, I'm in the first 2%. And know what Zelino said?
Let's just put it this way, too. You know, Barnes is a little bit more by the book. We'll put it that way. Like Barnes is the one going, "Hey, we can't do that."
I'm not saying he's totally by the book, but his book is a lot cleaner. Yeah, it's true.
All right, so it's been going on for years, all right? But it's not easy to split up a firm of this size.
No, these guys make a lot of
money. But the thing is, it would be a hell of a lot easier if these two would just sit down. And your lawyers, guys, sit down and figure it out. They can't. It's like they're arbitrators now and stuff because it's that freaking ugly. So I know how much money they made. We know everything now, Cam. We know everything.
Everything.
So Zelino and Barnes.
I'll tell
you. It's funny. They still have the commercials on TV where they're together.
Oh, it's the best. Zelino and Barnes, your injury attorneys.
They haven't spoken in like a year or something like that.
Yeah. Well, they look to me like
Buffalo's
they're still
a
taking
small
a lot of
town, so they're both
oh,
like
I know.
That.
People, they probably see each other. That damn Zelino. Barnes is pissed off. Zelino wants him clipped.
All right. So the scorched earth legal battle over the Zelino and Barnes law firm has escalated, with one of the injury attorneys threatening to burn the place to the ground.
As in Buffalo.
Now, which one do you think threatened to burn the place to the ground?
Zelino's a lock. It's a lock. So basically, every lock has a key. But
so
that's
Barnes is basically saying, look, this guy's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
And the thing is, Zelino said this in front of everyone. He's on record. He said this in court.
I'm going to burn this place to the ground. You could do actually.
What is it with fires?
I know. Insurance money.
In other cities, it's like, I'm going to shoot you. In Buffalo, it's like, I'm going to burn your house down, man. That's the big thing there.
I'll tell you something. If I'm the local representative for Geico in the Buffalo area and you're buying like home and like fire insurance, like every single person.
I don't stand up
there
for insurance companies very often, but no, your rates are higher in Buffalo for fire.
Higher?
Yeah, I'll just tell you. Listen, guys, you guys have a bad track record of setting fires here, so
Morenci,
yeah, you got to pay higher.
Morenci, you don't seem to understand. Let me tell you something. I'll give you the facts.
Cam, I understand. I went all the way to court once in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And my damn case was, my whole thing was canceled because there was a fire in Chickawaga.
Chickawaga, yeah, yeah. But
Chickawaga, Tonawaga, Chickawaga.
Let me tell my story, though. That's what I was going to tell you.
Cowabaga.
About Geico. They have nobody in Buffalo works. If you're broke, you light your place on fire, you hope for the best. I'm watching TV the other day, and they're having a job fair where they're hiring, insurance agents and representatives for Geico Buffalo. So that's all you need to know. Like, that business is thriving, man. Like, they're begging you. It's like a telethon. Come on out, man. Everything else is, I tell you, though, I know a couple hockey players that lived in Buffalo, and they lived in nice areas, Harry Neal and all these other guys. Dude, it is dirt cheap to live there, man. And it's nice. The food's good. I'm telling you, everyone shits all over Buffalo. I'm going to defend Buffalo as a city because I want to live in a place where I don't have to go broke.
All right. So, Zelino says he's going to burn the place to the ground, according to court documents. Stephen Barnes argues his estranged partner, Ross Zelino's effort to dissolve the firm spells financial suicide for both of them, according to documents filed last week in Buffalo courts. Zelino seeks a judge order appointing temporary receiver to oversee the firm as it's dismantled. The move, Barnes says, would kill one of the most powerful personal injury firms in the country.
Great call by Barnes.
So Salino's basically going scorched earth, like, I'm taking this all out. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not splitting. We're going. So it gets better here. So how much money do you think that they made last year? How much in profit? Yeah, not overall and, like, did they bring in? Because they brought in a lot of money in lawsuits. But how much profit? And it's documented here. They didn't have a choice because they have to show their papers here. They're divvying up the company. How much do you think Ross Zelino, how much did he make, and how much do you think Stephen Barnes made last year?
Profit?
Yeah. Their salary last year, 2017, what they claimed.
$248 million.
No, each.
I was saying that's what I think their firm is worth.
not their firm is worth. What was their individual salary last year?
Over $100 million for both guys.
Well, that's too much money.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. What is
Johnny Cochran wasn't making that.
$50 million?
No, they made $12 million each.
That's good. No, that's a good chunk of change. I thought the whole firm, because everyone represents them, right? The whole state.
$100 million.
Yeah, that's a high number. I'm sorry. That was a bad guess. That was very bad. 14? Eh, not bad.
12.
12.
12. I don't know how we're on the fantasy sports now. Like, I mock Pete for not being able to add. I can't add.
I can't add. Anyway, that's a good chunk of change. So why would you want to ruin a partnership for 12 yeah. million bucks?
They're making about 12 million each a year. Yeah, but the thing is, they've been in business for years. So it adds up. They're 100 millionaires.
Exactly.
They're not billionaires, but they're 100 millionaires.
Yeah, they're loaded. Absolutely 100
millionaires.
Loaded. Yeah, oh, for sure, man.
So Barnes says that... that Cellino is attempting to kill one of the most successful personal injury firms in the country. The Buffalo-based firm will earn Cellino and Barnes $12 million alone each in 2017. Barnes maintains that Cellino doesn't care, and that he made his comments extremely clear in court, in which Cellino is quoted in court saying, "I don't give an F. I will burn this place to the ground and start over with one lawyer. I have the resources. F it. F you, Steve. F you, Daryl. Let all these effing lawyers spend the next 20 years with Steve Barnes. I don't give an F." And then he goes on to say, "You guys don't think I have the money to withstand this? Watch me."
Threats.
He's like in full mode.
He's ready to rock. Cellino's powerful. Like his whole family, they run the show, man. They do everything. Like he's not just a legal guy. Like,
among the disagreements, marketing decisions, opening of additional offices, compensation of other attorneys, and hiring practices. The firm employs 57 attorneys and 165 staffers in the state of New York. It has over 10,000 clients and satellite offices throughout New York State as well as in California.
Oh, yeah. They moved to California.
That's where that big
money
is.
A success.
Barnes argues that Cellino has been uninvolved with the firm's daily operations for years and is instead focused heavily on running his equipment business, a tree farm, as well as constructing a golf course in upstate Orchard Park.
I got to be honest with you. Barnes is right. I could tell. Like, you know, on a hard day's night, Cellino's out there. You're right.
Barnes is actually going over to lawsuits. Cellino's like, "Dude, I'm building a golf course. Hey, F off.
Here's a tip. F off, buddy. Bring me another cognac, a rib cap steak, shut the... You know, that's what he's saying. And Barnes is sitting there at night going, honey, I'm sorry. You know, Steve sold me out again. I gotta go through the dock." You know, Barnes is the guy that keeps payroll. Like he's make sure things
if
work.
If I'm the judge here, I'm leaning with Barnes
I'm
here.
Solely,
I'm almost going to tell Cellino, listen, you got to stop
stopping people and stop saying I'm going to burn things. Like, you know what I mean? Enough is enough.
Though. Well, he didn't say he was going to burn a building to that. He meant he would burn the business to the ground.
Yeah, I understand. Him, Cellino, and who's the other guy? Buffalo's Only Steak and Seafood, the boss? The guy from Fusillo. Those are the two biggest heavyweights, I think,
Fusillo's in town. Trying to catch up to these guys, but yeah, you can't sell enough cars to catch up.
We'll talk to Fred Courier, who works up there, but yes, interesting stuff.
So it's interesting. And Barnes has also found out that Cellino has already in the process of starting a new firm called Cellino and Cellino.
And Cellino.
Cellino and Cellino.
You can't make this stuff up.
He's basically accusing him of like already sort of telling clients, chill out. I got this. Cellino and Cellino's going to be open soon.
Don't worry about Barnes. We got Cellino and Cellino. C&C.
Now, they actually go back to 1958.
Wow. I know they were.
And it started with Cellino and Lacoudis. Cellino, Lacoudis, and Bernstein. Cellino, Lacoudis, Bernstein, and Aberano. Cellino, Bernstein, and Cellino. Cellino and Bernstein. Cellino, Bernstein, and Dyer. Cellino, Bernstein, Dyer, and Barnes.
That's what Barnes got in.
fucking Barnes, man. You're the problem, Barnes. Cellino had a good thing going, man. You know, Cellino went through a lot of partners, though. The firm.
Let's just say Cellino is the cash man. He takes care of problems.
Cellino, Dwyer, and Barnes. Then Cellino and Barnes threw Dwyer under the bus. Yeah. It became Cellino and Barnes. Yeah. Then The Barnes firm.
The Barnes firm. I told you.
The Barnes firm.
I guarantee you that's when the trouble started.
Yeah.
When Cellino was on hiatus when he had his little legal issue. When he was watching TV, he's probably like, you son of a bitch.
You took my name
I
off
started
the
this, and you now
took
you're the
my
Barnes
name
firm?
Off the placard, Barnes?
He looks snaky, too, Barnes.
Yeah, Barnes is a snake. But I'm going to tell you, he's the guy at night.
He's just a weaselly tall guy.
He is.
He is the guy that you want repping you when you're suing Geico.
He will sell you out, but he'll do a very, very good job. And, yeah, that's the thing. Great point.
I told T-Bone. T-Bone had an issue with his lawyer in Denver. I said, bro. Cellino and Barnes, these guys will hook you up.
People get paid. Like, you've seen their settlements. Like, they are sharks.
You see, I saw the Cellino and Barnes in one of the commercials, dude. It's like, insurance company offered me $2 million. Cellino and Barnes got me 38.
Exactly. They get full value.
Well, they get results. They get results. Well, they did get results. Yeah. Freaking Barnes, man.
Yeah, Barnes.
So then became the Barnes firm.
I remember.
Then it got back to a Cellino and Barnes.
Yep.
And now
it's going to be
Barnes claims that Cellino has a plan for Cellino and Cellino in place.
Barnes better watch out, man. Like he's Cellino's the type of guy you don't want to be messing with.
That's a very good point, actually. Like, Barnes' brakes just might not work in Tonawanda tonight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Steve Barnes is missing by Buffalo Raceway. Where did he go? Like, you know, there's a lot of land out there. Trust me. And Cellino's buddy works in it. You know, he's an excavator.
I guarantee
he's a plumber.
Barnes knows this, and Barnes isn't stupid.
No.
I guarantee you every time Barnes, I bet you both these guys, they're both wearing wires every time they talk
definitely.
To each other.
Come meet me. Because
Cellino.
Meet me for breakfast.
You know Cellino would just drop. You're freaking lucky I don't have you whacked, son of a bitch. Like, I don't, you know.
It's tape rolling. Oh,
right
it's
away.
Rolling.
Yeah, they got the FBI in the van. Hey, Barnes, what did he say? Yeah. When these guys meet at the Greasy Spoon, you're right. The recorders are moving, man. I can tell you that.
And, it, you know, how does this affect the Buffalo Bills? Well, the Cellino and Barnes are the biggest advertisers for
Bills. On the
Bills.
Yes. When I listen to the Bills on
stadium?
AM 550.
Imagine the Bills calling. Like, who do we call? Cellino?
It's the Cellino.
But you got them. You get them in a bidding war. It's awesome.
You want it to be the Barnes
this
Bills report.
This is the best thing that could happen to any business in Buffalo. These two guys splitting, they're going to get into it. It's going to be like an arms race with advertising.
Great call.
It really is.
The guy at WBN's just chopping cigars
like,
and stuff.
This is like a gold mine for them.
He goes, these assholes already spoiled.
Cellino's going to see Barnes on TV, and he's going to go, oh, yeah, really? That's your ad?
Exactly.
That's your new ad?
He's going to turn it up a notch.
And a big argument is the number, 1-888-888.
Who owns the rights?
It's a good number.
It is a great number.
It's the best number in the country.
You can't forget it.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. You know, it only takes 1 minute to potentially save somebody's life. 1 minute, that's how long it takes to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the United States, and we need more. There's an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer. There can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want to help you save a life. Please, if you can, go to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. Tony Sincotta tries to save lives on a daily basis.
He does.
With his drafting lineups.
Yeah, a couple nights in a row we made some money, but I lost a lot more money betting on teams from the North.
The Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, that was a tough, tough one, meltdown. Tony. Meltdown time.
Terrible, terrible.
Well, it started out with 72% shooting from the field in the first quarter and 67%, right, for the Raptors and the Cavaliers. So I said, well, the under's out the window. But you know what? I had more money on the Raptors. And then they put up 79 points, which was the record for the Raptors in the first half.
Yeah, how the hell do you lose a game in which you score 79 freaking points, man? Like, in the first half. A franchise record. Unbelievable.
Now, all of a sudden, and it's only one game, so you don't want to get crazy. All of a sudden, I'm questioning Casey as a coach. Like, is he really going to be a guy that's going to beat Brad Stevens or any of these guys in the seven-game series?
Dude, he got out-coached by an usher last night. Did you see the black usher? Yeah. It was a black guy. He had glasses. It was a black guy. He had the yellow security jacket on. The security behind the bench. That was the Cleveland Cavalier coach last night.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know what the hell. You're right. And, you know, dude, it was like watching Xavier play. They need a three. It was a miracle they got it back down to three. There's 15 seconds left. You have the damn basketball. DeMar DeRozan takes a two.
I know.
It's like, dude. And then they foul. And then we got out-coached by the usher or a cheerleader. And then they're like, well, we're down three. Let's foul them. They did the Jim Boeheim move, right? The Syracuse move. Let's foul them. We're down three so they can't take the three. And then Casey looks all surprised. Are they allowed to do that? It's like, yeah, coach. You know, they can do that, coach. You just got out-coached by the usher in section 107. Good job, buddy.
Then I parlayed that loss into betting the Washington Wizards in the first half, bet them at halftime, and I bet them in the game.
Yeah, what a gutless performance. We would have had a better chance if those spineless jerks from Congress were on the court. Like the like the Congress basketball team. You know what I mean? Bunch of 70-year-old white guys, like Mitch O'Connell. Like, yeah, they...
The Washington Crackers.
Yeah, they would have lost by, like, the same as the Wizards last night.
You know what's crazy about that? That's the problem I have with this whole Redskins and, like, Indians with Chief Wahoo situation. Is, like, I've never been discriminated. Like, my class has never been discriminated growing up. So I don't really know, and I don't know what it feels like. But if someone named the team like the Washington Crackers or the Harlem Honkies, it's not going to bother me.
Speaking of names, Tony, leads us perfectly into fantasy baseball season.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's time. Can you copy a name that you see, though? I always like to come up with my own name.
My name?
Like for a sports, like fantasy sports, season-long team name.
Rigetti and Meatballs.
Yeah.
That's yours?
You hate Dave Rigetti.
I hate Dave Rigetti.
Rigetti and Meatballs.
I'm glad he got fired.
You like that one, Tony?
He told me I like that.
Dave Rigetti told me that.
That's a good one, Cam. So that's not your team name. You just came up with that.
Yeah, no, I like.
Oh, you used
Rigetti and Meatballs. Yeah. You got to come up with a good one, buddy.
See, right.
But the question was, can you copy one?
If it's really good.
I don't like to copy anything though. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm dead against team names. I think team names are horrible because it hides useless owners from what really happened and putting their
name.
You're
right. You know what I do?
Crappy
rap. I have my name, Team Morency.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's nice and standard. I don't fix anything. Team Morency. I'm Morency.
This is who I am, man. Yeah. Come and beat me.
You're right.
You're right.
Boys of Summer. Who the hell are the Boys of Summer? Exactly.
Yeah, 6 inches of Johnson. I don't care.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the names right now, the popular names this year. You've got your classics, 99 Problems, A Pitch Ain't One.
Oh, jeez.
Lawn Mowers.
Lawn Mowers.
Solar Flare. Boy. Hamiltoes. Candy Crush Davis. Bartolo Colas going to be.
I wouldn't know how to spell that.
No, I can't even say it. All right, so let's get a little edgier here. Melky Disc Charge. You like that one, Tony?
Tony likes Melky Disc Charge.
No, that's not good.
How about
that's
this one?
Bad.
Reverse Cowgill.
Oh, I've seen that too many times. That's become popular.
It has, but Reverse Cowgill's still pretty good. It's good. It's good.
Eating pool hosts.
I'll take that.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't know. Nah, that's. I don't want to eat pool hosts. How about
Francisco
this one?
Francisco Molinari just hit one from deep.
Eating her pussy.
Oh, eating her pussy. Jesus, that's a nice one, huh?
That's strong. Come
he's
on.
Pretty good.
These are good. Sorry, pretty team. Good. Sorry, Team Morenci. I kind of let go of this one.
I might have to go.
Like, the thing is,
eating her pussy,
right?
Yeah.
You can't show your mom you won that baseball league.
Dickie in a box?
Not bad. Like the other
one. This one's pretty good. Pitches love the dickie.
Oh.
All right. One last R.A. Dickie one. Is he even still in the freaking league?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
Is he a fifth pitcher?
I've done six drafts, Cam. I haven't drafted him, but it doesn't mean he's
You're not
going
to draft him anyway.
That's fine.
No, if he retired, he had a pretty – he never really retired. I think he just
– Is he in the league?
All right, Dickie.
Find out.
Let's take Cam about 10 minutes, Tony.
Dude,
he's been typing for like a minute. It's like, just punch R.A. Dickey's name in.
He's playing for the
Atlanta Braves. Yeah, he's up.
Oh, he's still there?
Yeah, he's in the organized. He says that R.A. Dickey, Atlanta Braves.
There we go.
That's good enough
for
me.
Good job, Cam.
Starting pitch here. Yeah,
All right. So call for my dickie.
Sorry. I got to give Tony something, but likely to retire. He's with the Braves right now. Sorry. Read the fine print. I apologize.
So, you know, he's with the Braves, and he sucks, and he can't make it. That's
kind of it, yeah.
All right. Hayward, you blow me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of you blow me's out there,
Anal Pollux.
Don't mind it. That's all right.
That's good for teaching people not to forget about, you know, to get tested.
My big unit?
Meh. That's pretty basic. It's good, but basic. Yeah.
Dirty Annabelle Sanchez?
Yeah, heard that
crude.
One.
McCutch
Oven.
Just take out the Annabelle and just go with Dirty Sanchez.
This one is pretty good. Asta McLeod.
I like that one. See, that's strong.
That's the ATM.
Asta McLeod. Toss Salas.
Yes.
This next one's pretty hardcore, too. Popter Jamie.
Popter Jaime, it's supposed to be.
Jaime,
Jamie.
Called it Jamie.
I like it.
Jaime.
I like it, Jamie.
I like Jamie, Jaime. Who cares?
RBI'd for her pleasure.
Oh.
Colon Blow.
Oh, I know what? That's my team, Colon Blow.
Colon Blow.
Yeah, I like Colon
Blow. Colon Blow.
Colon Blow's a good one.
My Otani face. The hell is that?
I don't even know. My Otani face.
A lot of people give me some crap because in the stand-up fantasy show about a month ago, I told them, you know, sometimes when you're with a woman the first time, you get excited, especially if she's really beautiful. And when I want to have a little staying power, what I do is I think of fat Japanese baseball players while I make love to the woman, and that usually keeps me in the mood for a while.
Just think of Hillary Clinton. I told you, Tony.
Hillary
Clinton. Actually, that's not true. You'll just blow your wad right away.
Hillary!
Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, Chelsea.
I would rather sleep with Hillary than Chelsea. Like, Chelsea's that bad.
You like braces?
I don't mind the braces. She looks like a turtle.
What man enjoys braces? One, he has to buy them from his kids. It costs him too much money. Two, if he goes out with his girl, there's always a chance he's going to get a little cut. So no man loves braces.
All right. Brackets.
Let's move on.
Yep.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, that's pretty basic. That's very good. Very good.
No, that's good, but I think that you got to make sure you have no Asian people in your league. Somehow they're going to get offended on that one.
The price is Wong.
Oh boy!
Tony likes the Asian ones.
Yeah, he does.
Acuna Moncada.
Right. Yes, I actually bring it up, and Scott Engel freaked out when I threw that one out there.
Smoke a Swisher.
That's for all the people out there.
This one, Fister. I hardly can know her.
Yeah.
Mr. I hardly even know her.
Knew where that one was going.
I hardly can know her. Hey, you're pretty good, Cameron Allen. Yeah?
Thanks, buddy.
This one's over the top. Wanted a Hanley and got a BJ.
Not bad.
My Wong leaks.
My Wong leaks.
I don't want to think about
Wong
that
and
stuff.
Mike leak. I like that one. My Wong leaks.
No. That's Matt's man in pain situation. I don't want to think about that. That's bad.
How about too much heron for my pool house?
That's amazing.
Too much heron for my pool house.
Too bad Danny Heron's not in the league anymore. I love that guy.
All right, stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why you?
Why you? Yeah, stuck in the middle with you. Good call, Tony. I think that's right. Yeah.
Judge and jury.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring.
Judge, jury, executioner.
Meh.
Yeah.
A Vogel song of Bryce and Fierce.
Wow, that's kind of deep. I don't either. Yeah. Too smart for us.
Ethier said than done.
Know what? I like Ethier said than done. That's good. That's good.
If he was when he was relevant, that would be good.
Colon blow. Nice
so,
and
so
simple.
Far, Cam's favorite one, I think, was that one. By far, Tony's favorite was Two Wongs Don't Make a Right.
Yeah. John Rahm just went 0-2 in match play.
Yeah, no, 0-1.
Are you kidding me? Tony just came back to one down with the final hole. It's over?
I thought he had a push yesterday.
Oh, my God. I was praying for a push today. Oh,
I thought he lost yesterday, didn't he?
No, he tied.
Push.
Oh, so he's 0-1-1. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's going to screw me.
Because, no, he was down 3 or 4, and then I see 1 now. So, Tony, you're watching it live. God. Help us.
He just took his hat off and shook the other guy's hand, so I figured that. Not a sign. That's a sign.
Right, that's a bad sign. Tony.
The Walking Dead is a popular show, so now we've got the Balking Dead.
The Balking Dead.
The Balking Dead.
Meh.
Angels in the Trout Field?
No. Oh.
Do you want to build a Strowman?
That's good for a kids' league.
Yeah, good call, Tony.
I got to be PG, honest. At PG. First, I didn't even know what the hell it was. Yeah, you want to build a snowman?
Yeah,
that's the PG one, yeah. Yeah. 50 Shades of Sunny Gray.
Cam's
not impressed.
No, I heard that one.
Cool Hand LaCroix. To Kill a Marlin Bird. That's not bad. So it kind of sucks if you're Marlin Bird. They'd kill you. Like.
Marlin
the other ones
Bird.
Were better.
Kinsler's List.
Sorry.
I like that.
Sorry. Kinsler's List is strong. Sorry. I can't tell you.
I don't know if we should be laughing at this.
No, but it's a great name. It's a great. Kinsler's List is fantastic.
Yeah, well, we already.
I'm sorry.
We offended the Asians, Tony, so we're going all the way through.
Yeah. Hey.
Right?
Hey, but Tony, it's Kick a Ginger Day. Give me one.
What the hell, Kinsler's List?
That's so good. I can't help it. That's sorry.
Kinsler's List.
What even to think? Oh, that's so. Oh, wow. What a name,
Fielder of Dreams.
Now that one really sucks.
A Pwig of Their Own.
Yeah. Oh, a Pwig of Their Own.
Yeah.
Better Call Sal.
Meh. Yeah.
This isn't bad. Sharknado.
It's okay.
Sharknado.
Yeah. Arenado. Arenado. Yeah, Shark Arenado.
Yeah, that's not close enough. No. We need better.
Yeah.
Now, where's Kinsler's List?
Yeah, Kinsler's List to win. Dorno crying in baseball.
Oh, that's actually, for an English, if you're playing with English professors, that's pretty good.
Kershaw Shank Redemption.
It's okay.
Kershaw Shank. You got to add a little too much to that.
Jobu needs a refill.
Jobu.
What movie's that?
Major League. Jobu? What do you mean? Jobu?
Willie Mays Hayes. Goldschmidt Finger.
Nope. It's Kinsler's List.
The hell is I Piss
Excellence? I can't go back to it. It's
I Piss ever. Excellence. What
I
does
Piss
that mean?
Excellence. No, I don't even know. Joe Buck yourself.
Joe Buck yourself.
Kenny Powers Posse.
That's not bad.
Springfield Isotopes. Nice and simple.
I've named my team that before. I'm not going to lie.
Team Renzi.
Madison Budweiser. Mickey Azalea. Notorious Poppy. Long Wong Silver. Syndergaarden Cop.
Sorry, I like Syndergaarden Cop. That's good.
Flock of Seegers.
The Flock of Seegers. I like that one, actually.
Flock of Seegers is good, too.
And I ran.
You could use it twice, too.